a part of your life. WHO TV 13 in Des Moines.
Good?
Bad.
Into the box we go. One, two, three.
Where's Blackie?
Where's the cartoon?
Well, you watch carefully and you will see it.
Okay.
I'd like to apologize for the fact that Floppy is not here right at the moment, but there was a little kitty cat standing right outside the studio. And Floppy is afraid of kitty cats. And, in fact, I don't know why he has such a natural feeling toward kitty cats. Perhaps he can explain the whole thing right now.
I am told there is great disagreement between cat lovers and dog lovers as to which is the more desirable animal. I would like to point out that dog is superior and cat is inferior. For example, here are two cats. Cat is spelled C-A-T. And note the scruffy, unattractive ears, the low criminal forehead, the beady, vicious eyes, the sarcastic sneer, the arrogant leer, the obvious look of a ruthless killer. And now look at man's best friend, the dog, spelled D-O-G. The open, honest face, obedient and cheerful, always ready to give master slippers and newspaper, a cuddly, loyal bundle of love. I hope my speech makes it clear that dogs are sweet and cats are troublemakers. And now, excuse me, but I gotta go chase some cats. I just love to chase cats. Anybody know where I can find some cats? Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Fabulous Gary is holding our microphone today.
Okay, Gary.
And here we go with our first riddle. What's your name, honey?
Amy.
And Amy, what's your riddle?
What's black and white and red all over?
What is, honey?
A blushing zebra.
Blushing zebra. That was awfully good, Amy. What's your name, dear?
Tanya.
Tanya, what's your riddle for Poppy?
Why did he go across the road?
Why did he?
Because he didn't have enough guts.
Didn't have the guts to do that. Of course not. And what is your name, dear?
Sheila.
And Sheila, your riddle?
How can a chicken cross the road?
Hi, Diddy.
To get the other side.
Oh, yeah.
No, well, that's hardly necessary, Bobby.
Hi.
And what is your name, please?
Jeff.
And Jeff, your riddle for Floppy?
Why did Silly Billy take a letter to school?
Hi, Diddy.
Because he wanted to go to high school.
Uh-huh. That would do it. He can climb right up there in the upper stories. What's your name, please?
Val.
And Val, your riddle for Floppy?
What is yellow and walks through walls?
What is?
Casper the Friendly Banana.
Oh, yes, a friendly banana. And step up a little bit closer, son, and tell Floppy your name.
John.
And John, your riddle for Floppy?
What's green and pecks on trees?
What is, honey?
Woody the Woodpickle.
Woody Woodpickle. Okay. All right, Gary, it's up to you to introduce our final cartoon. Would you do that for us?
Here's our next cartoon.
Thank you.
Good job, Gary. Real good.
Okay.
We're rehearsing, and you caught us.
Yeah.
All right. We hope the boys and girls have had a good time on the program today, and we hope you come back and see Floppy again very, very soon. But right now, it's time for Floppy to say, so long, kids!
Goodbye!
Goodbye. Goodbye.